Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Ayin Gimel Omud Beis. We're in the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah in Simin Tof Samach Zayin. And yesterday we began Sif Yud Beis, and we're going to finish off Sif Yud Beis. And this deals with the interesting halacha: if you have put a chicken into hot water after you shechted it in order to remove the feathers, and then you find a grain that's split inside of it, how do we view that chicken? So yesterday we brought down a more machmir shita of the Mechaber. We actually brought down several shitas over here. And today we pick up with Ramah on the last line of Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. And the Ramah tells us, Hagah, v'yesh mi shematir afilu b'mligas tarnigolim. There is a more lenient opinion that says that even in the situation where you put the chicken into hot water in order to pluck off the feathers from it, nevertheless, if you find a kernel of wheat in there that is split, nevertheless, it is mutter to eat this chicken over here, because we say, Mishum Darminon, Shemar Achakach Nofla Lisham. This is brought down in the name of the Sefer Toldos Odom V'Chava, which is from the Rabbeinu Yerucham, one of the earlier Rishonim, as well as from the Ari Bruna. And this opinion says that we don't know when this kernel fell in there. Maybe the kernel was in there before the water was heated up, and therefore it actually passes the chametz into the chicken. Or we can say that in this situation, it fell in after when the water was no longer cold, and therefore the chicken is not osur. So this makel opinion of the Ramah is that you don't have to be concerned and you can eat it. The Mishneh Berurah in Sivkat Nun Zayin explains, Rotzul Omar, Kivin de Mashu mi de Rabbanan. The whole Isra over here at worst is a de Rabbanan. It's only a Mashu. And therefore, Mikilinon bisfeko, therefore in a suffix situation, we don't know when it fell, we can go Lekula, the Talinon Sha'achakach Nofla, and we can say that it fell in after the water no longer was heated and the chicken wasn't heated anymore. Then that's when the grain fell in. Likewise, and this is true even if the chicken is still in that water. But the water is now cold. You still can assume over here, you can assume that the grain of wheat fell in when the water was already cold, and therefore, and then according to the opinions that we brought down yesterday, that cold water can transmit the taste over here, either for two reasons, because there's more than 60 against the taste, plus that it's cold, or it's only one reason, that it can transmit it because it's cold. So according to this opinion, you'd be allowed over here to assume that the grain fell in after the water had cooled off and not when it was actually cooking the chicken and removing the feathers. This is the makel opinion of the Ramah. But then he brings down, the Ramah says, V'yesh misha oser, there are those that say that this is not going to be acceptable, bishar basar, only umatir b'tarnagolas. This will only work for a chicken, but it wouldn't work for other types of meat. Why is that? The Mishneh Berurah explains in Sivkat Nun Ches, b'chaya hagavna, in this exact situation, shenichu b'chanan, that you put the meat into hot water, achar ha-melicha v'adocha, after you salted it. Again, we pointed out yesterday that if you put it in before you salt it, then you got a problem that the blood is going to come out. So this is after the salting, v'adocha, and the rinsing off of the salt. And now you find, v'achakach shalakuach misham, when you go and take the meat out from that water, nimtza sham chita b'kua, you find a grain of wheat that has a split in it. So in this situation, by the chicken it's okay, by the meat it's not okay. Here we have to say, machzikin mizman lizman, we essentially have to presume the worst case situation. V'amrinan, and we say, shohaisa shamachita mikodim shalochu abosu. As we explained in previous shur, mizman lizman means that right now here it is, in this place. So we don't assume it came from a different place, but we have to assume that it was in this place before the meat was actually placed in the hot water, and therefore this grain became chametz in the hot water. However, the Ramah continues, he says, umatir b'tarnagolas, this still will work for the chicken, because of the koach, mikoach tzvek tzveko. The Mishneh Berurah explains Sivkat Nun Tes, because here we can say, shemohiso b'tarnagolas atzma, here you have an additional suffix. By meat, as we'll see, we don't say that the animal ate the grain, and then it's there inside in the water because it came out of the animal. But by a chicken, which frequently does eat these kernels of grain, there's another possibility how it got there. It came from inside the chicken itself. Shem mohisa b'tarnagolas atzma ukvarnis akla, and it was actually digested inside the ein shayach bochimus, and there is no chametz potential over here. And Dirshu footnote number 71 brings down, as opposed to by an animal, b'behema lo mistapkim shemoy sochita b'miya, by animals we don't say this. And the reason is, brought down by the Levush, b'tarnagolis mitsuyim, mitsuyos chitim b'meyeo. It's very common that they'll have these kernels of wheat inside their intestines, and therefore it could be a suffix, maybe it came from the intestine. But by a b'ehema, that doesn't occur. And therefore, that's one suffix over here, the Mishmur says. Maybe it was actually not chametz, this kernel. It was inside the intestines. Ivim timsilo marsh and amen mitarnagoles, that it wasn't from the tarnagoles. Maybe now, shema atanofla, it didn't fall when it was hot. It only fell later on after it was cold. And therefore, videa rishona shal mechaber svirulei, da'af b'chita shi mitarnagoles, shayach b'chimutz. And then, why did the first opinion that we brought down in the mechaber that says we are concerned about chimutz? So that opinion must hold that even if the grain was inside the chicken's stomach, it still could become chametz over there. The issue footnote number 72 brings down, but normally we say that something that is balua, for example, like a tumor balua, tumor that's swallowed up inside an animal, it doesn't have the ability to become tame. So why don't we say the same thing, that the grain of wheat inside the intestines of the chicken shouldn't have the potential to become tame? So he points out that you can't make a comparison between tumor balua, which doesn't occur, and iser balua, which does occur. Something that's tame, that's inside, is considered not there. But a iser that's inside is still considered there. So therefore, the chimutz process could take place according to the first sheet of the mechaber. That's more machmir, and that's why the chicken would be aser. By the way, I didn't mention it. This last opinion that we brought down here, that in meat it would be no good, but in the chicken it would be good, is the opinion of the Mordechai. Then the Ramah says, ul'inyan minog, how do we in fact paskin? What's the common practice? So he says, nira le'eser bishar basar, o b'chito shleimo afilu b'tarnagolas. He says, the minog is to be more machmir over here, not like the lenient opinions, but to in fact say that if you find it in meat, and even if you find it inside the chicken over here, that is going to still be osur. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that you find the grain over here, shlema, b'chito shlema, inside the chicken. The b'shlema, if it's intact, naktinon diyesh bo chimutz, mnesha nikar shalo nisakel. If you see over here that it is intact, so then it obviously became chomes because it's recognizable that it wasn't digested and therefore it must have fallen in afterwards and didn't come from inside the chicken. The Ramah continues, he says, V'davko im nim legua tarnagolim, dahainu shayu b'mayim hamayim chamim. He says, this entire halacha only applies when the feathers of the chicken were removed by placing it into hot water. However, they sometimes would accomplish the same thing by putting it in cold water to remove the feathers. Aval yutzonanim, if the water was cold, the sharu sham hatarnagolim, and the chickens just soaked in that water to help the feathers come off, ain't less somisfik. And then we don't ask them al sofik. What do we mean by this? The Mishnah Berurah first explains in Sivkot and Samachalif that we're talking here about the chickens were soaking in cold water. Ula achar shenilkechu misham hatarnagolim, and only after you took the chickens out of this cold water, matzu shom chita b'kua, then you found a grain of wheat that was split. And this is true, afilu shleima, even if it's intact. It hasn't broken fully, but it just split. So this din applies. And he says, lav davko not katarnagolim. And it's not only even applicable over here for tarnagolim. Duhu adin shar basar. This din over here would apply even with other basar, not only a chicken. Gamkin in lesser misfeka. We also wouldn't make that osir al sofek, because vitalinon sha'acha likichas abasar misham, because we can assume that when you took the meat out from there, from the water, then only at that point, nafalachita, only then did the wheat fall in, kivan shamayim hanin sonnim. And we're allowed to presume this because the water is cold. And then he adds, v'yesh matirin ligamrei b'tzonin, and there are others that say that I can't become chametz over here in the cold water. The taste really won't be able to go and spread throughout because of the cold. So even if there was chametz over here, it wouldn't go into the chicken or the meat. The issue footnote number 73 brings down that the chiddush over here, then why say tarnagolim if it even applies to meat? So he says, the tam shekos of Ramah tarnagolim, why did the Ramah specifically mention over here tarnagolim? He says, he brings down from the oldest Shabbos, sheyesh b'zeh chiddush, there's a chiddush over here. Shekem b'mei tarnagolim mitzuyos chitim, as we pointed out, inside the intestines of the chickens, there are present these grains of wheat. And one could suggest that the chita got into the water from the tarnagol, and therefore you shouldn't even have a sopik, below his stopik, and therefore don't even enter into your mind that maybe shemanof leachar shusio somiyamayim. We can should presume that it came from the chicken and that it didn't fall in afterwards. So the chiddush over here is afal pikein, even though we do have a sopik over here, maybe it fell in afterwards into the water. and we don't assume that it came from the chicken itself. That's the Chiddush over here, and this is also brought down in the Big Deyesha, the same idea. The Mishnah Berurah now continues in Sivkot and Samach Beis, and he says, therefore, en lesser misveika. In this situation, we don't ask it over here because it's a safek. Maybe it fell in before, maybe it fell in afterwards. However, but if you know for a fact that the grain was there at the time that the meat was soaking, so then, daito, the opinion of the Ramah would be, then this would go according to the more machmir opinion that we brought down yesterday, that if this occurred on Pesach, when it's also with the mashu, then you should have to be concerned about it. He does bring down, however, from the Levush and the Taz, Ein Levush and the Taz, as well as V'od Achronim, which you can see in the Sharat Zion, Os Kuv Ches, is referring to the Morgan Avraham and the Men Marami Prague, and also the opinion of the Prichodash. All of these Achronim say, Shedaitim Kidea Rishona Hamuskar B'Mechaber. This is like the first opinion, the lenient opinion that we brought down yesterday in the Mechaber, which says the ain lesser b'tzonein b'chol gavni, that we never make it osur in tzonein. Either we said the two reasons, that it's going to be batel b'shishim and it doesn't get imparted because of the cold, or just because it doesn't get imparted throughout the chicken, throughout the meat, because of the cold. And therefore, since we have this lenient opinion, which is agreed upon by many achronim, alkei mishasat chak, certainly under extenuating circumstances, you have no other food. Oh, behalf of merubo, there's a great financial loss involved over here. Yesh lismoch lahokel kedaitim. One can rely upon that lenient opinion. And especially befrat, emachita eno bekua. Certainly, if the kernel of wheat isn't split, it's only raknis rakicho, which is only a suffix, did it become chametz, then certainly bevadai in lahachmir. One doesn't have to be machmir in this situation. However, this is only if you're dealing with wheat. Abel, if you actually have perusas lechem, if you have a piece of bread, actually, pure chametz, or iso shenimses beso chamayim, or you have a dough that's in the water over here, which again is a higher concern of chametz, then kosu achronim lesser apesonim. Then we're concerned over here, even if it's all cold, that the bleeds are able to be imparted. Kiteva perusas alechem v'iso, because it is the character trait over here of the bread or of the dough, lihisparer, to break up, lios nomes, and it will dissolve beso chamayim, and therefore it will spread its taste throughout the water, and then from the water into the chicken or the meat. The Ramah continues and he says, in a situation where you could say that the grain actually came from the chicken, it was digested inside the chicken, for example, if the kernel over here is broken and he brings this down from the Mari Bruna, so then, even if you put it into hot water and you plucked off the feathers in the hot water, then you have again a svek sveka. Maybe it came in afterwards, and even it was there before, and maybe it came from the chicken. But then he brings out a further cooler. He says, miyu. However, in this arvu hatarovos, if this then got mixed in with something else, that's going to cause you to have a greater financial loss. Now it's mixed in with something else as well. And or now you'll have no food for yontiv, then you certainly, then you certainly can be leaning over here with all of these sveikos over here, because the whole iser at worst is only a derabanan, which is a mashu. And therefore, you can certainly make all the other things that it got mixed in okay, mutter, sheish ben tarovos, may also tavshul shabasar, that have mixed in with that original piece of meat, she nishru b'mayim, that was either soaked in water, or separately, it was nimlag in hot water. As we'll see, there's two separate things. That is the opinion that the Ramah brings down, his own opinion, kach nirli. That's what it appears to me. Now, let's see inside the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Samach Gimel. He says, you can be matur over here, all the other tavshilin that got mixed in over here. Mashma, implication being that the other tavshilin are good. Ha, also tavshil, the original one, af behesed miruba, or mini asim konstantiv, even though it may be a situation of a great financial loss, and or you have no other food to eat, nevertheless, the first piece of meat also besofik echad derabanan. It would still be also because there's only one sofik echad over here derabanan. He says this is further discussed here in the Bir Halacha Ayin Sham. However, if there is a double sofik, ochay besvek sveka aniskal el, where we say that there's a double sofik, then mutter, then it is permissible over here apelo hefsed meruba, even if there isn't a hefsed meruba. Now, finally, he qualifies this one last time and says, V'chol zeh b'svek sveka d'issa mashu shu d'rabbanan. Everything we've been discussing over here, when it's a svek sveka, is all because it's an issa of mashu, which is only the rabbanan. If this, however, were a svek sveka involving an issa Torah, ha b'svek sveka d'issa Torah, then yesh lahatir rak b'shia, then you're not allowed to eat it on Pesach, you have to leave it till after Pesach, that much will allow you. And certainly if you want to get an offering and sell it to a nachri, that's allowed as well. But avalo ba'achila, but you wouldn't be allowed to go and eat it. and he adds v'davka hechad efshar b'shia. That's only in a situation where you could leave it till after Pesach. Avol mi efshar b'shia, but if it's going to spoil, let's say she's kalkal yadezeh, it's not going to last till after Pesach. So then b'di'evet mutar af b'chil. Then you can even eat it over here. And this is especially true if there's a large financial loss over here, then certainly bevada in lahachmir. And he brings down the same thing would apply if there was vadai minia simchus yontif, if you had no other food, then also yesh lahati bachila. If it's not going to last till after Pesach, then you certainly would even be allowed to eat it on Pesach. We're not machmir in this situation. Sivkot and Samach Dalad, the Mishmur says, the two choices over here, either it was Nishra B'mayim, or soaking water, or Nimlag in the hot water. Lab B'chad the Gavnu, it's not one answer, it's two separate things. Number one, the Nishra B'asa B'tzonin, it was soaking in cold water. So then, Afi Matsu Agarin B'od HaBasar, Sham Gam Kimutah, even if you found the grain of wheat while the meat was still there in the cold water, it would still be mutter. Why? The Yesh Sofik Derabbanon, because again, this is a Sofik Derabbanon, because over here we could say, the Shema Tzonin Eino Maflut U'Mavliya Klal, because it's cold water and it doesn't bring out the blios or expel the blios or bring in the blios at all. So therefore, we don't have to be concerned about it. And if it was in hot water, the Nimlak Shubachamin, if it was put into the chicken, was put into the hot water to burn off its feathers, so then Mayre Shematsu Achakach, we're talking then where the grain was only found after the chicken was removed from the hot water. And in that situation, and then it would be permissible even if it was in a kli rishon that it was heated up in. And the reason is, because here we have again a sofik, maybe it fell only afterwards, who iser mashu shum the rabbanon, and at worst it would only be an iser mashu which is the rabbanon, and therefore lekach metirin behefsed meruba, and that's why in hefsed meruba you would be allowed to take advantage of this kula. With that, we complete this very complicated 2-day shir of Sif Yud Beis. Again, a lot of principles back and forth, and many, many different opinions that are brought down over here. Baruch Hashem, most of the time, this is not very much halacha l'maaseh. Hopefully, these things do not occur too often. With that, we conclude today's shir.